in Milwaukee, middle schoolers at St. Anthony School have been focusing on their own campaigns in the race for student council. Is there anything more important at that age? And school administrators and teachers in Milwaukee are encouraging students to not follow the example of adults. Rachel Morello of Here and Now contributor WUWM reports.
It's a Monday after school. 20 kids running for St. Anthony Student Council are gathered in a classroom to work on their campaigns. Some are clacking away on laptops, preparing speeches.
If you need help with something, I can help you always. And if you think we should do something, go ahead, tell me what you want to do. For boys, you can play soccer outside, and for girls, you can put a little bit of lipstick, not a lot.
Others have gathered art supplies and big sheets of white paper to make campaign posters.
I'm going to use some markers and some crayons and probably some glue so I can put on glitter.
Despite the obvious parallel, any mention of the national election is noticeably absent during this workshop. Teacher and student council advisor Haley Shaw says that's because last year, a few kids modeled their campaigns after what they saw nationally.
They would just put posters of Hillary and Trump and, you know, big red X's and which one they didn't like and, you know, vote for me because I'm not like this person or something. And we just decided this year that we were going to kind of leave that behind and have them focus on themselves more so than the presidential candidates.
Yet Shaw says she and her colleagues have held a few conversations with the kids about tone and tactics. For instance, teacher Gretchen Zydek made this announcement.
Now, I don't think anyone in this room would do this, but we just need to make sure that it's out there. By running for an elected position, you will not bully, you will not bribe others, meaning...
And it's clear, students are taking the lessons to heart.
Oh, remember, hashtag Fernando for president, it's a trend.
Where is it a trend?
Instagram. I'm just kidding, we're not allowed to use social media.
I was going to say, I thought I heard a rule.
This is fifth grader Fernanda Munoz. In a word, Fernanda is confident. She served as student council vice president last year. This time, she's going for the top spot. But she faces a unique challenge, running against her best friend, Chantel. The two girls say they'll be happy whoever wins. In fact, they're glad they can work with each other, even if that means just sitting next to each other, offering advice on the other's poster.
Because then you get to share your opinions, which makes it a lot easier for you. And help them out. And they help you out, too, in return.
Can we practice
ours? Yeah, we start practicing right now.
After just 1 week of tweaking their speeches, it's finally here, Election Day. The candidates are backstage in the school gym / auditorium, getting ready to speak in front of the entire student body.
Give me one word to describe how you feel. Go.
Nervous. Amazing.
Nervous.
Nervous.
Butterflies in my stomach.
Despite their nerves, it's clear the students have absorbed the tone teachers have been encouraging. The kids cheer and clap as each returns backstage after giving his or her speech.
From grace to behavior never, I know I'm ready for the job. I have the grit and courage to be your president.
This is what St. Anthony School President Jose Vasquez says he wants students to take away from the experience of running for office.
All of this is very important because what we're showing and instructing the children is they've got to take leadership roles. They've got to be involved in their community. In this stage, it's a community of their school. As eventually we want them to become leaders involved in their greater community, the city of Milwaukee, the county of Milwaukee. So for us, it starts very young.
With the votes tallied, 10-year-old Fernanda Munoz will now get her first chance to be a leader. She won her bid for student council president. Fernanda and the other members elected to student council will lead pep rallies and bake sales and speak on behalf of their peers in conversations with adults in the school, including the principal. For Here and Now, I'm Rachel Morello in Milwaukee.